Greetings, greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, January the 12th, 2014. All right, so this man was in Jerusalem. His name was Simeon. Simeon is a word that originates in the African Hebrew language having to do with hearing. Let me see if I can get to it. Yeah, heard. And to hear and to obey and to understand, to understand language, to understand judicial cases, to hear and be obedient, to grant request. See, this word has to do with hearing the universe, hearing the Most High. It has to do with hearing music. The music of the universe is life. Have you not heard of the phrase, the rhythm of life? Simeon has to do with hearing and obeying and publishing and understanding and reporting the universe, life. So we're talking to the youth and the babies, and we want the youth and the babies to know that they will be the cornerstone of a new civilization, Christ's government, judicial system, judges, leaders, musicians, spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. All of us are Simeon. We call forth Simeon as an invisible material force within ourselves. Simeon is in Jerusalem. He was just. The word just has to do with being righteous and observing divine laws. So now the laws of the Most High were not observed by the high priests. So what we see is that there was a class of priests that were thinking outside of the hypocritical religious confinement of the high priest, who the high priest were sold out to Rome, sold out to Caesar. The high priest could not even control their garments, their vestiges for the priesthood. The governor, the Roman governor, held the garments and gave to the priest the garments of the priest depending on the festival. So this man, Simeon, is a believer and a practitioner of justice and righteousness. Therefore, he was thinking outside of the high priesthood who had sold out to Rome. Today, the religious leaders, no matter whether they are Christian, Jew, Hebrew, Hindu, Buddhist, Zoroaster, whatever, we must think outside of they who control the religion, and we must begin to practice justice and righteousness to each other. This man was devout and waiting for the consolation of Israel. The word consolation, having to do with supplication and exhortation and encouragement. You see, he was thinking about the condition of his people, and he was praying to the Most High to encourage and strengthen his people, African Hebrew people who were being oppressed and destroyed, who were being killed, who were being pressed asunder. So this word consolation has to do with you look at the condition of the people. And the people need consoling. The people need encouragement from the Most High, because the leaders of the world have no love, no respect, no honor for the masses. So we as people of the Most High, we want to see the people consoled. What would console the people? A change in condition, a change in occurrence. Allah, Allah. We need to see that the condition of the people are changed. The consolation of Israel, each and every one of us are Israel. Each and every one of us have the power from the Most High to prevail over the conditions that we see in the earth. We have ideas. We have thoughts that are beyond the system. We can see freedom, justice, and equality. We can see the watches of noon. We can see that it is needed that we act in accord with each other, that we act to administer peace for each other, that we must transcend boundaries and barriers that separate us. We see that the wicked ruling class and ruling families have divided us, caused us to see each other as enemy so they can continue to control. So consolation would be the overcoming of such reality. Verse 26, it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. The word Lord, Kyrios in the Greek language, taking Caesar's title from him, applying this title to the Most High, because Caesar and the leaders of today have forfeited such wonderful titles because they do not protect the people. They do not see to construct a system that benefits the people. So we are looking for the Lord's Christ within ourselves. We are looking for the personification, manifestation of the Lord's Christ, that power from the Most High, that power from Ptah, the mind of Ptah, that Atum rising up out of the mind of Ptah, that Atum that has consciousness and awareness, that Atum Christ, that Atum Christ that will bring the invisible forces together to bring order and consolation into our lives. Verse 27, and he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then he took up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes, verse 30, have seen thy salvation. The word salvation, let me see if I can hit the pronunciation from the Strong's people.
Strong's G, 4992, Soterias.
Soterias, 4992. This is the word for salvation in the Greek language, meaning saving, bringing salvation. He who embodies this salvation, through whom God is about to achieve it, the hope of future salvation. The etymological root, let me hit that one.
Strong's G, 4991, Soteria.
Soteria means deliverance, preservation, safety, deliverance from the molestation of enemies. Look at the system, how the system molests all poor working class masses of people, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. This salvation is the supreme salvation that comes through ourselves, understanding that we are Christ's in human flesh, coming together collectively, following the teachings of the universe, teaching us of the rhythm of life, we hearing that musical sound from the universe as Atum Christ, Adam, Atoms, masculine, feminine, calling the forces of the universe to come to our aid within ourselves as we unite to bring salvation to the human family. Let me see this word. This word eyes has to do with seeing, has to do with knowing from the mind, having to do with the faculty of knowing, the eyes of the mind. Remember, the sight and the seeing and the eyes in the African Hebrew language were masculine and feminine. Here we have eyes rendered as masculine. We want to continue to see the attributes of masculine and the attributes of feminine working together. Verse 31, which thou hast preparest for the face of all people. Verse 32. Oh man, I'm coming to some great words, sisters and brothers. See, all people, not just a few, where we are going to have to overcome the hatreds, the distrusts, the barriers. The word people is laos. Let me see if I can hit that translation.
Strong's G 2992, laos.
Laos, Greek side 2992, means people, tribe, nation. A people gathered together anywhere is given the attribute of masculine, a masculine noun. So we see the people exercising in the masculine, now being prepared for salvation. Prepared has to do with make ready, make necessary preparations, prepare the minds of men to give the Messiah a fit reception and secure blessings. So we are commissioned to prepare the human being to be ready to receive the Messiah. And we say, look within ourselves for that saving power that we may be empowered to get up and stand up. And watch this. Verse 32, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. This is speaking of Yahushua. And I am saying Yahushua is within you. Yahushua is within me. Christos, Christ within you. Christos, Christ within me. A light, the word light. 5447. Let me hit that pronunciation.
Strong's G 5457. Phos. Phos.
Phos. This is a neutered noun because this concept of light is seen in all, whether male or female. Light from a lamp, light from stars. Light having to do with angels, brightness, the light of God, the truth and knowledge as light for the mind so that we may reason and think and have the power of understanding. So this is propelling us into Petah. Remember, Petah is the mind. Petah is thought. Petah is thinking. This mind, this light, when you go to some of the etymological roots, you see growing of vegetation. So we're talking about photosynthesis. So we are growing attributes and characteristics that will be used to call in order out of chaos, order out of turbulence. I'm trying to search for a particular word. Let's see, let me go to lighten. The word lighten, a light to lighten. The word lighten, here we go. Let's hear the pronunciation, sisters and brothers.
Strong's G 602, apocalypsis. Apocalypsis.
Apocalypsis. To lay bare, to make naked. Disclosure of truth and instruction concerning things before unknown, used of events by which things or states of persons hitherto withdrawn from view are made visible to all. Manifestation, appearance, to uncover, to lay open, to disclose, to reveal that which is hidden. I'm trying to find this particular word, to hide, conceal, that which is secret and hidden. What we're talking about, sisters and brothers, is the ability to look at the system and to see the hidden and unseen hand that is destroying the human family. This child, and this child represents all of us having this ability. Yes, there we go. One of the etymological root words is this one.
Strong's G 2813, klepto. Klepto.
Klepto. You've heard of a kleptomaniac? A klepto. Klepto means to steal. A theft. Commit a theft. Take away by theft and take away by stealth. Meaning, stealth means secretly, unseen, can't hear. You've heard of a stealth plane? That's a plane you can't hear. So what we're talking about with this word, lighten, you have light, you have lighten. The lighten having to do with revealing a thief, revealing the hidden and unseen thief that uses actions stealthily to steal and kill and destroy, and we don't know it because that thief is hidden and unseen. Apocalypses, apocalypse, revelation. These words are teaching us that we must examine the system and how the system works to hide the true killer, the true oppressor, the true tyrant, the true thief. Then it was Rome, Caesar, the Roman Senate, those ruling class, ruling families who controlled the economy, trade, and commerce. But they used local people. They used the high priests. They used the tetrarchs. That word has to do with the local leader called Herod. They used Herod. They used the publican or the tax collector. They used all these people, put them in front of your face, and we think that's the true enemy, but the real hidden and unseen enemy, you can't see that one. You don't know that one. That one is way up on the system. And so, Yahushua, this child is brought forth from the unseen reality of the universe to be a light. That Yahushua means health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, liberation, deliverance, and vengeance. So this force that is within the universe, this force that is within you and me, is here to teach us about the system. The churches, the mosques, the cathedrals, the synagogues, the temples, the colleges, the seminary schools, everywhere are supposed to be people who are able to teach the reality of the system. This says a light to lighten the Gentiles. Now, Gentile is pronounced, let me hit that pronunciation.
Strong's G, 1484, ethnos.
Ethnos, where we get our word ethnicity and ethnic, having to do with multitudes. This is the definition. Watch this political education, sisters and brothers. A multitude, whether of men or beasts, associated or living together. A company, a troop, a swarm. What this is getting us to understand is that the portion of the priests who were seeing the system, remember Zechariah, remember Elizabeth, remember John Baptist, John the Baptizer. Now we're looking at Simeon, and we're going to be looking at Anna. These represent the priests who broke away from the high priest, became the Essenes. And then John the Baptist takes the teaching from the Essenes right to the people. And then Jesus, Yahushua, takes the teaching into the villages. John the Baptist baptized in the open and the people came to him. Yahushua takes the teaching into the villages right to the people. But this Yahushua is a light to show us the system. And this word ethnos has to do with the fact that Rome has sent poor working class people from Europe, from Greece, from Rome to be the armies, to be the enforcers. So the light to lighten the Gentiles. Go after the soldier. Go after the police. Go after the authorities that have come to you to keep you in check and enforce the system on behalf of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, but your soldiers are poor working class people. This word ethnos has to do with tribe, nation, people, group, even human family. Those foreign nations not worshiping the true God. It says here pagans, but we defend the pagan, not the how these European Christians call pagans, but the pagans who stand with the universe and stand with the force of life in the universe. They call all of us pagans from Africa and Asia and so on. But this word is trying to get us to see that the Gentile forces that have come to Israel to kill and destroy and enforce the system, see, we have to talk to them too. We have to tell the soldiers and the police who take our lives, look, you are poor working class people, and there is a hidden and unseen thief that is thieving and stealing your resources as well as our resources, have pitted you against us to not only destroy us, but destroy you as well, soldier, police, security force, authority, poor working class who are members of the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, poor working class, white and black and brown and red and yellow, who are a part of the police force. You are also poor working class people. There is a hidden one using you against us. We must join together, study eugenics, and know and understand that the agenda of the hidden and unseen thief is to destroy not only poor working class black, brown, red, and yellow, but also poor working class white as well. Those poor working class whites, Caucasians, who join the Nazis and join various hate groups, come on, the hidden and unseen thief is destroying you and your life and causing you to think that we, the poor working class, black, brown, red, and yellow, are the enemy. No, the enemy is that hidden and unseen thief. So we come with the light to lighten the Al-Qaeda soldiers. Stop killing your brother and your sister. Al-Qaeda was created. Al-Nusra was created by the CIA, who works on behalf of this hidden and unseen thief. Apocalypse. Revelation. Next break, see you on the other side of the break.